Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, I'm Justin Sylvester with today's top stories. Gisele Bündchen and Tom Brady might be headed for the end zone. According to an E! News source, both have hired divorce attorneys. Now, we are going to keep you posted. It's also over for Tia Mowry and her husband of 14 years, Corey Hardrick. Tia confirmed the split and said, "These decisions are never easy and not without sadness. We will maintain a friendship as we co-parent our beautiful children." In happier news, Hilary Swank is prepping for the birth of her children. She revealed on Good Morning America that she and her husband are expecting twins.
"I'm gonna be a mom.
Woo!
And not just of one, but of two."
"Oh, really?"
"Yeah."
"Oh, gosh. I can't believe it."
For more of the latest celebrity headlines, go to E! Online. But right now, it's time for the very best of Nightly Pop and the episode celebrating crime. Yes, you heard that right. But don't worry, we are not breaking any laws.
Welcome to Nightly Pop's Guide to Crime. Now, I have to say with me. Okay, you guys, we do not condone breaking the law here, but sometimes you find yourself in a situation and you have to know how to act. So tonight, DJ Shangela Pierce, Ariel Vanderberg, and I will be here to lead the way for all of you innocent viewers. All right, you guys, let's get started with the best of reality TV crime, okay? So, heading to jail can be stressful. We know this because Khloe Kardashian had to turn herself into the police once upon a time, and Kim was caught being extra on the car right there.
"What up, Adrian lover? Were you not gonna call me to say ta-ta? What am I talking about?
Your sister's going to jail. Have a little compassion.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
Chloe's gone.
Here, Kim, this one.
I feel like I'm gonna barf.
Good, throw up.
What? This did not age well, number one. I'm like, who are these women in this car? Is this the worst possible time for herself? Like, this is not, people are not this happy going to jail.
No, people are generally not in an Uber XL or an Uber SUV on their way to jail
with
either.
Their entire family. Yeah. With all their loved ones.
Rob didn't even know what was going on. He was like, what are you talking about? Yeah. Like, he didn't even care.
Honey, she knew. She'd be like, don't even call Rob. I'm going to be out in 48 hours anyway. Right. Not bothered.
Right. Have you ever taken a selfie in, like, a horrible place? Or just, like, where's the weirdest place you've taken a selfie? Like, a funeral would be a weird place.
A funeral is weird, although that's getting normal. I feel like people, you did do that?
Well, yeah. It was
at a
long
funeral?
Story. Well, because, what? Well, I looked really pretty. and I didn't know the person.
You didn't know the person. I feel like that's worse.
It is. No, feel that
it was
way.
After, it,
is.
It was after. It
what, was
fine.
Was that the, like the repass?
I was in the car. It was like, I was leaving.
Okay.
And I was like, that's a weird time to take a selfie. I never posted it.
The light was hitting though.
It was hitting.
To be fair, Kim also thought she looked cute in that moment too.
She
you know,
did.
She was like, you know what? Sister going to jail.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, she had to capture that face, honey. We ain't gonna see it again. All right. I love it. All right, you guys, who could forget this infamous Jersey Shore moment when Snooki skipped work to drink at the beach? So Jay Wow and Dina tried to save her from herself. Y'all, she was too far gone.
To smushing tonight.
To smushing.
Yay.
Nicole is smashed right now. She's on like a 24-hour binger.
After seeing shots with the old couple, everything kind of just went blank.
Bye!
Easy, easy.
Oh, my vagina's out.
This girl is freaking drunk.
Nicole! I just want to go on the beach. Where's the beach?
We're getting our bathing suits. Yeah. Are you ready to go?
I'm so hot. Get the off. Get off.
Man, I remember watching this. You guys, y'all sticking by your friend if they're this intoxicated?
I'm going to stick by her.
You gonna stick beside
That's my
her.
Friend. I'm gonna stick beside her, yes.
Oh, Arielle, are you running for the hills?
I mean, if it's like my best friend, no, I'm like, I'm sticking it out. We're doing this. But if it's like, I've been around drunk people that I don't know that well, that like, you are with them all of a sudden, you're like, I'm not with you. You're crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I've been both people.
I was about to say.
I can't lie. I've been both at some point in my life. Not often, but it's happened. I'm sticking beside you. If we came together, we leave it together, bitch. That's how we roll. Yeah.
Until the police came. Because at that point, I'm like, I don't know her.
Oh, okay. All right, you guys. Our next lesson involves the infamous Hollywood bling ring. So Alexis Nyers tried to move on from her life of crime with a reality show right here on E! But she wasn't the best at leaving voicemails to reporters.
Nancy Jo, this is Alexis Nyers. I'm calling to let you know how disappointed I am.
You
in this
lied.
Place. You stop.
You lied.
Stop it.
Show it.
Stop it,
you
Mom.
Lied.
Nancy Jo, this is Alexis Nyers calling. I'm calling to let you know how disappointed I am in your story. Like you saying that I wore 6-inch Louboutin heels to court when I wore 4-inch little brown BB shoes.
$29.
Every time you yell, I have to re-record it. I will clear this up. Have a nice life. Goodbye.
I love this. This is an infamous voicemail.
Yes.
Back when people left voicemails, you couldn't catch me leaving a voicemail, you guys. When's the last time you left a damn voicemail?
Never. I can't remember.
It's for psychos.
It's for psychos, yeah.
The only person who leaves me voicemails is my mom, and she also identifies herself as my mother.
It's Mom. I know.
She's like, hey, this is your mom. I'm like, she did it on text, too. Hey.
Yes.
--Mom. I'm like, Mom, I know it's you.
Same.
I don't cold call anymore. I always say, hey, are you around? Can you talk? And then I call.
Yeah.
I don't just call.
You are so considerate.
Well, because that's what I want. I need that same energy.
Talk
do you cold
quick?
Call still?
Yes.
You do?
I do. I will pick up the phone and call people. And now that I think about it, I also leave voicemails. But I listen
you are
to
old
my
school.
Voicemails. Yes, I am.
We have a psycho on the show.
To be fair, I listened to my voicemail after to make sure it was cool, and then I hit send.
Oh, my God. I'm like, I'll listen back. I'm like, three. It's like, your voicemail has been deleted.
Anyway, you guys, let's talk about Yandy and Mendeece's. They got real about their marriage on Couples Retreat, and things really went left. So Yandy stayed by Mendeece's side when he was locked up. But when it was time to talk about his loyalty, he had different priorities.
When you say for better or for worse, and when you say, you know, if I'm sick, I go to jail, I want you to be like, nah, I got you. I ain't going nowhere. If the roles were reversed, would you hold me down?
If the shoes was on the other foot, you know, I don't know what I would be able to do.
And that's a problem.
Okay, was this a slap in the face?
Baby, it was more than a slap. That was a shoe to the forehead, stiletto to the...
Yes. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Rude.
If Matt said that to you, are you leaving?
Yes.
Yes.
I would be like, what? That's so mean. That
even
is so mean.
Even if you think it, even if you think it, you don't say it.
No way. On television. In front of whatever seance they have going on. What in the seance is happening here?
The tiki torches are out. I don't know what show this is anymore. I mean, this is highly... So just so you know, he went to jail for, like, you know, this were pretty hefty charges.
Yes.
It was drug charges. Mm-hmm. He went for years. This wasn't like a 6-month sentence. He went for years, and she held him down, helped raise the children, So this is after the fact. So
this is
not an imaginary scenario. She did it.
Right.
So you got to reciprocate, right?
He should have say it.
He should have erupted. Yes.
Right.
Yes, I'm going to hold you down.
I just realized how lucky I am in this moment, because the other night, Matt and I were laying in bed, and he all of a sudden, this is so cute, you guys, he just looked at me and he goes, I'd love you no matter what.
Oh.
And I he meant it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I love you. it was just that's what you want from
me. We don't
want
to hear that happy. Get it out of here. No, I'm just kidding.
He loves me.
Send us more though. We love love over here. I'm glad you guys will not be on Marriage Boot Camp. I know that.
Not
at the seance. Okay, we gotta take a break, but coming up, why Chardonnay is the key to removing a bullet. And how taking a talking both can clear your system. That's next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the very best of Nightly Pop and our guide to crime. We know firsthand only the worst things happen after dark, but no laws were broken in this next segment, but we did have a criminal amount of fun.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop, so you can learn anything from the movies, even how to be the best criminal you can be. So it is time for Film Fugees. It's Film Fugitives.
One time.
I like Film Fugees. Whatever. Film Fugitives. You know, I had to say it by myself. It's hard. All right, you guys. First up, if you have started a life of crime, you have to be prepared to take care of an injured partner. And in game night, Annie learns quickly when she had to remove a bullet from her husband Max's arm.
Got a bunch of stuff.
Yep.
They didn't have rubbing alcohol, and they don't sell hard liquor, so I got you this lovely shard.
Good idea. Way to pivot.
Okay, and then a squeaky toy.
Huh.
For your mouth.
For the pain.
Okay. Disinfect wound.
Right. Yeah, that's going to sting, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Oh. Get in there and get it. Nice and small. Nice and small,
oh,
baby.
Oh, my God.
Tiny,
teeny. That's not small. That's really big.
Too big?
Way too big. There's so much blood.
No, don't you start doing that. No, you're going to make...
Look right here.
Max, did you get shot twice?
That's the exit wound.
Oh, it came out.
Yep, nothing to remove.
Oh, my God. Guys, would you be able to do this in real life?
Yes.
No, I watched it real quick.
Yeah, because I watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy.
Okay.
So I know. I'm ready.
Okay.
Scrub in.
So you can do this.
Scrub in.
Okay. You doing this in the alley with a squeaky toy?
No. But I did have something similar like this happen to me.
What?
I wasn't shot.
She got shot.
No. But I got bit by a pit bull.
Okay.
And the pit bull bit through my leg.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And before they were going to give me stitches, they had to do this saline solution, flush mm-hmm. through the wound.
Okay.
And the doctor... squirts the stuff in, and it shoots out the other side of my leg.
Oh, God.
And the doctor goes, oh, it comes out the other side. Like that.
Oh, my God.
Like that. He
Was had, it his first day?
I honestly felt like that.
Ooh, child. Ooh, I need a little...
Yeah, it's gross.
I got you.
You brought it?
What in the damn...
People are going to think that was planned. That was not planned.
Oh.
I got you. If you got bit by a dog, I can sew you up.
You come prepared.
I'm ready.
All right.
Scrub it.
We going out. All right. And in the prank movie Bad Trip, Tiffany Haddish put unknowing people to the test. So she pretended to escape from prison, and one poor guy had to decide, should I help a criminal or give her up?
You want me to get out?
please. I'm stuck under here. Oh, God. Oh, thank you. You see any guards out here or anything?
Better take your ass off. You better take off. Get those clothes off and get the f*** out of here.
Can I borrow your vest?
I can't give you my vest.
Thank you for helping me escape.
We had a convict escape. Did you see anyone? Where? Where? They were here somewhere. You haven't helped her at all?
No. How am I going to help her? By giving her my vest?
Did you see someone out here? I need to know that.
Go that way.
That way? Someone went that way.
Go that way.
Man, I just wanted to thank
go,
you.
Go, go, go. He's going to be looking for you.
I really appreciate you. You got a baby mama?
Run away, please.
I'm so confused. How's he helping both sides, sir? Pick a side.
Pick a side.
You helping me escape or you trying to capture me? What are you doing?
I love seeing people of color stick together, okay? He was like, baby, if you want to get out, you better run.
I thought that was so cute. That was so cute.
I thought it was at the top, but then he told the guard where she was.
I know, the first part was cute. The last part, I was like, this bitch.
No, he started thinking, he was like, no, wait, wait. What if there's a camera on me that way?
All right, if you find yourself facing jail time, you have to be prepared for a big lifestyle change like James and get hard, who enlisted in help from Darnell to perfect his trash talk.
What are you doing?
Working on my trash talk, you know, to get respect from the other inmates.
Let me hear some of it.
All right. Hey, pal, I'm about to tear you a new ass.
You gotta do a little better than that, James.
Hey, I'm about to tear you a new ass and sew up your old ass.
Okay, all right.
I'm gonna make you my bitch's bitch. You're gonna be my grand bitch.
Oh, my God.
Hope you brought your Costco card, because you're about to get in bulk.
What if this is so dark?
Hey, son, you're a disappointment to your parents, who I f***.
Oh, s***. James, this is sick. You gotta be crazy to think of this. That crazy is good.
I've got about 6 hours more.
I forgot how funny that movie was. Do you guys, okay, it's your first day in prison.
No, let's not play that game.
I ain't going to jail. Look at this. I'm too pretty to be in jail. No, ma'am. Okay.
I'll be the grand bitch.
Arielle, your first day, what do you say on the block?
You trying to die tonight? I don't know. You gotta, be tough, right? You want some of this?
Okay, that's tough.
You know what?
That's
in
tough.
This puppy, is that tough?
I tell you one thing. I'm not committing no crimes with the two of you. That is for
damn
sure.
What about you? What's your go-to, jail sentence?
I'm going to make a call first. I'm going to have some people waiting.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta set
it up.
I'm an entertainer. I'm about to do Whoopi Goldberg and Jumpin' Jack Flash when she just hit the little cassette player and was, singing, baby, love. I'm going to do a number.
Oh, you're going to perform
yes,
and do a
please.
Whole thing.
Oh, you're the jester of the...
Yeah, keep him.
You want to distract.
Sacred.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my
God. That's a good plan.
Class
that's a good
clown.
Plan.
Like jail clown.
That's all I've got, baby. That's all I've got.
All right, you guys. We got to take another break. But coming up, if you are already on the run for a crime, do you turn yourself in or just double down? Plus, a disguise goes very wrong. That is next. So we are wrapping up our crime guide with the state whose flag should probably just be a gator on meth, you guys. It is time for Only in Florida. Okay, so first up, police arrested a Florida man trying to steal a plane off the tarmac at a small airport. He allegedly told police he was going to fly to California to meet his girlfriend. He also reportedly had over a pound of weed on him. So if you're going to try to steal a plane, should you also not carry illegal drugs? I feel like you're already committing a crime. You're just doubling down.
Right. Yeah, I guess. just add to it.
Yeah. I mean, this is not the most ideal situation. I'm confused on how he thought he was going to fly the plane.
Yes. I can't even get on the plane without the right boarding pass. I don't know how he got all the way to the plane with a pound of weed and no pass.
No, because it was on a private, field. It wasn't at a commercial airport.
I've never flown private.
Well, I don't think he has either.
He doesn't
All right,
know how
you guys. A Florida gas station robber tried to disguise himself as a woman to conceal his identity. Shockingly, it didn't work out, and the local news gave a very specific description of his outfit.
The man was committed to trying to conceal his identity. He was wearing knee-high boots like I'm wearing here, fishnet stockings, a black dress, and a long black wig. And it was all caught on camera. A man disguising himself as a woman walked into a DeBerry gas station around 3 in the morning pretending to buy cigarettes. You can see he pulled out a gun and demanded money after the cashier asked to see his ID. The cashier handed over the money and then called 911. The man the sheriff's office has now ID'd as 33-year-old John Graham was wearing a black hat, a black wig, a black medical mask, a gray sweater, black fishnet stockings, and black boots.
Not that good of a disguise if they could identify this man through all of it.
Well, yeah. This might have been footage for his audition tape for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay, yeah.
Nice.
What are you giving him? It didn't look put together.
Oh, no,
well.
He's in the bottom two tonight because, you know, it would have been fine if it was an all-black ensemble, but then the gray sweater just broke it all up. It wasn't right.
Uh-huh.
Did you see how he whipped out the gun? It looked like he had, like, a scarf, and he kind of, like, removed the scarf.
Yes. It's like a little magic trick. Like, I got a gun. And I got a rabbit.
It was confusing to me. Like, this looks like somebody who's about to rob you. I was so surprised that the cashier asked for ID.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
you, this man looks shady.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Be careful now, because I got a couple black wigs as well. And if I go in the store, I don't want them calling the police on me.
No, but they didn't look like that.
It's true. Maybe back in season two.
Yeah. And last but actually not least, a man was arrested outside a Waffle House in Cape Coral, Florida. So the reason he was reportedly causing a disturbance by yelling, "You better cook the bacon right."
Yes.
I would be so mad if that was on my police report. Bacon is a serious matter, though.
Yeah.
That's real life. I mean, if you've never had undercooked bacon, then you don't know the struggle.
Is there a food that you have a particular, like, quirk about where you're like, it has to be cooked this way?
A steak.
Steak, yeah.
Same?
Yeah.
Yes.
But are you like...
I like medium. What are you?
I'm like, I can't be pink.
Oh, you are my mother.
Yeah, I'm like, it can't
be
bleeding.
So, like, well done.
Yeah, well done.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they still made people like you.
That's me.
Well done.
I always, like, send it back, too, and they're like... Ooh. It's
not,
bad.
You
no,
do
it's
well
bad.
Done and send it back. Oh, girl, we can't go to eat together. Oh, baby. I will meet you at the bar afterwards.
I'm embarrassing.
No steak.
Okay, guys, that is it for tonight's Best of Nightly Pop. Now, remember, don't break any laws while having a good time. We'll have more of the show's funniest moments tomorrow with our flashback to the 2010s, you know, including that big old scandal with Beyonce and that girl with the good hair. Good Lord, that was crazy. Gen Z, you better pay attention here.